CZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
International Relations Minister Ronald Lamola has called for the de-escalation of wars in Africa, which he says are hindering the continent's development.
These conflicts have caused millions of deaths and displacements of refugees, human rights violations, and infrastructure destructions. According to the United Nations Women, in 2023, over 170 armed conflicts were recorded, and approximately 612 million women and girls lived within 50 kilometers of these conflicts.
He was speaking at a conference on women, peace, and security in Pretoria today. Lamola says escalating conflict in South Sudan, Sudan, and the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo remain critical elements on the continent's security agenda. He's made the remarks as Parliament's Joint Standing Committee on Defence is today meeting to discuss the withdrawal of the SANDF from the DRC.
We call for de-escalation and restraints. All efforts should be taken to protect civilians and civilians' infrastructure while ensuring that there are concerted efforts from both parties to negotiate a peaceful settlement to the rising conflict.
KZN police are urging fans attending tomorrow's Nedbank Cup final between Kaizer Chiefs and Orlando Pirates to behave responsibly. Tickets for the game at Moses Mabhida Stadium are sold out. Authorities are cautioning those without valid tickets to stay away following a system glitch that led to overselling this week. KZN Deputy Police Commissioner Pumelele Makoba says lawlessness won't be tolerated.
We have noted a number of misinformation and inflammatory messages going around various social media platforms, with some people recruiting others to stage protests on our routes and around the stadium, with others vowing to force their way into the stadium without tickets. Incitement of violence is a criminal offence, and we are appealing to our people to refrain from making statements that may incite violence and lawlessness.
And abroad, two men have been found guilty of causing criminal damage by cutting down one of the UK's most iconic trees. Daniel Graham and Adam Carruthers worked together to fell the 150-year-old tree at Sycamore Gap. The court heard they kept a wedge of the trunk as a trophy. Tony Gates is the chief executive of the national park where the tree stood.
I think we were in a little bit of disbelief, if I'm being honest. It just took a few days to sink in. I think because of the enormity of the loss, because we knew how important that location was for many people at an emotional level, almost at a spiritual level.
They'll be sentenced in July. Your top story this hour, Durko Minister Ronald Lamola has called for the de-escalation of wars in Africa, which he says are hindering the continent's development. Find more news at ecr.co.za by clicking on the news and traffic tab. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.